This is the She Blows It podcast, and I'm your host, Carla. And on this show, we magnify overlooked principles designed to distract us from the reality of life and living. Every episode will further expand the concept of putting two and two together to equal four. Stay tuned. The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool. William Shakespeare. This is episode number 40 or something like that on the She Blows It podcast. And welcome. And this episode highlights the suggestion that if we knew then what we know now, we would A, do something different, or B, we would do nothing different at all. So before we get deep into the show, I asked a friend of mine if she knew then what she knows now, what would she do differently? And she told me that she wouldn't have had kids. And of course, you know, that led me to ask why. And she said, and I quote, "Because I didn't know I was bringing children into a fucked up world. Had I known that, I wouldn't, because children shouldn't have to deal with evil." And I felt that. As teens and young adults, we thought we had life all figured out. If this doesn't apply to you, then just hear me out, okay? Just hear me out. Most of us thought we really understood life between the ages of like 15 and 24. Fuck what anyone had to say or wanted to prove. It didn't matter. And why didn't it matter? Because we swore we be knowing, in the words of a friend of mine. And all of that to now decades later, realizing we didn't know shit. And I don't know about you, but I still don't know shit. I'm still a pupil in this thing called life, if you ask me. And why do I say that? I say that because, one, we can't predict the future, and there are moments and more experiences to be experienced that are unknown. So we don't know. Two, now that we've experienced things that our parents, teachers, and influential figures warned us about or tried to put us up on game about, it's humbling because they were right in most instances. It's very humbling to learn for yourself. Self-knowledge and being self-taught is a very valuable thing. And that's what wisdom looks like to me. Wisdom looks like being humble about mistakes, being humble about experiences, and being humble enough to teach people how to avoid the same mistakes you made in an attempt to make life's journey easier for you to travel. But you know how that goes. The hard knocks is real, and most of us prefer it. Let's go back to the quote in the beginning of the podcast. And that quote was by William Shakespeare. "The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool." Now, if y'all didn't understand that, then let me put it in Jay-Z terms, because I want to give y'all multiple perspectives and different ways to look at this. So in Jay-Z terms, in his song "Devils or the Evils," however you want to say it, he said, and I quote, "Throughout my junior high years, it was all friendly, but now this higher learning got the Remy in me." And this shows the acknowledging of the past and the present, right? It shows the dichotomy and the duality and how the past is your teacher and the past is also your disciplinarian. He's acknowledging how naive he was and how the reality hit him as he experienced more and more in life. Keeping a Jay-Z and Shakespeare quote in mind, if we knew then what we know now, if we knew then that our parents were not lying about everything, if we knew then the importance of a good credit score, If we knew then that common sense ain't common, yeah. What do we know now? Now we know that our parents weren't lying about everything, and now we know that our parents were decent judges of character when it came to friends and associates. Our parents spotted a problem child if they didn't spot anything else. And maybe we didn't see that as a problem as a kid or a teenager, but think about it. As a grown human being now, when if you go back to your hometown or if you are still in your hometown and that's somebody your parents told you you couldn't associate with or be friends with, is still doing the same thing since y'all graduated high school and, is up to no good, then that's the problem our parents were trying to protect us from, right? Also, our parents knew who was what we like to call hot in the ass, promiscuous, or just even having sex in general. Not all teenagers having sex are promiscuous, so I'm not saying that. The biggest fear, though, here's the interesting piece. The biggest fear was that teenage daughters would get pregnant. And that was the biggest fear because it was apparently 10 times worse than a teenage boy getting a teenage girl pregnant because the teenage girl has to go through the pregnancy, go through the motions, go through the ups and downs of the pregnancy, which is not necessarily carried over into the teenage boy's household. The family is obviously expecting in most cases, and preparing for the baby to come. They don't really have to deal with the pregnancy piece. They just, deal with the baby when the baby comes. Interestingly, as well, our parents were able to use deductive reasoning based off of their own experiences and revolutions around the sun. This is what we know now. We know now that the longer you live, the longer you know, and the longer you know, the more you realize that you don't want to know, because with that comes serious realizations and understandings about life in general. And if we're steering our children in the right direction, we'll do the same. We'll keep up with who their friends are. We'll hear the stories our children tell us about their friends, tell them who to watch out for, what to stop doing if they feel used or abused by someone, especially. I mean, we thought our parents were annoying, but if you are a parent and you're listening to this podcast, you definitely, most likely, hopefully, can resonate with what I'm saying here in terms of keeping tabs on what's going on in your child's life to an extent. And it's called paying it forward and following ancestors' footsteps. Another thing that we didn't take seriously, and if we knew then that the world can be difficult, life can be difficult. Life can be relentless and life can be unpredictable. It took me a while to really analyze and understand the true meaning of the saying, when it rains, it pours. When one thing goes wrong, it's almost like everything goes downhill. It's like lining up a row of dominoes and knocking all of them down and watching the last one fall. And maybe they won't even fall evenly, which makes it pour even harder. Then that leads you to think, well, what's the worst that could happen? Which I strongly advise y'all not to even put that energy out there in the universe like that, because the universe shows her power and doesn't like to be underestimated. We didn't realize what it's like dealing in social interactions with people, how petty people can be, corporate America, or how life is like a game of chess. And this is like the most cliche, mundane thing that we all say, life is a game of chess, and how to strategically move is on you. You need to learn how to strategically move. Another thing we thought our parents were lying about, and if we knew then that money does not grow on trees, but what we know now. Now that you pay your own mortgage and now we're paying our own rents, mortgages, we can value and appreciate and understand the value of a dollar. Some of us have kids, and now we understand as parents what we were like thinking that money grew on trees. So that's what I like to call karma. If we knew then the importance of a good credit score, if we knew running up our New York and company credit card and not paying the bill on time, paying the bill late consistently would drop our credit scores. Yeah. Talk about me. Hashtag she blows it. If only you read the fine print. If we knew then, if only you read the fine print and realized that your Amex bill, your American Express bill is to be paid in full. Ain't no other amount options. If we knew then what we know now. If we knew then that just our credit score in general was our financial reputation, our financial portfolio, we would understand and we would be more equipped to get loans, purchase vehicles at low interest rates, just get good interest rates in general on anything you want to finance. If we knew then what we know now. My friend circled around to me and asked me the same question that I asked her. And she said, Carla, if you knew then what you knew now, what would you do? I need you to answer your question. And I said, okay. So the first thing I told her, I thought about it. And I said, I wouldn't have had a kid so early in my life. But when I thought about it, I changed my mind. I wouldn't change anything in my life. And I definitely wouldn't change having my son early. I had my son when I was 20 years old, and he changed my life. And if it were not for my son, I would not be sitting here talking to y'all. And that's on everything. I wouldn't. So my son is a very integral part of my life, and without him, I would not be here. And that's all I will say. So ask yourself, if you knew then what you know now, would you do anything differently? And if you would do anything differently, what would you do differently? My friend circled around to me and asked me the same question that I asked her. And she said, Carla, if you knew then what you knew now, what would you do? I need you to answer your question. And I said, okay. So the first thing I told her, I thought about it, and I said, I wouldn't have had a kid so early in my life. But when I thought about it, I changed my mind. I wouldn't change anything in my life. And I definitely wouldn't change having my son early. I had my son when I was 20 years old, and he changed my life. And if it were not for my son, I would not be sitting here talking to y'all. And that's on everything. I wouldn't. So my son is a very integral part of my life, and without him, I would not be here. And that's all I will say. So ask yourself, if you knew then what you know now, would you do anything differently? And if you would do anything differently, what would you do differently? So y'all pretty much get where I'm coming from on the financial piece. And if you want more insight on the financial piece, I did an episode called Secure the Bag. Go check that out from last season. And not only did we talk about good credit health and your credit portfolio, but also stocks.
retirement accounts and how we can pass these things along to our children and the generations of our children to come. Because when you have children, it no longer becomes about you. Obviously, this is just stating the obvious. It no longer becomes about you. So, what we know now is that the importance of good credit leads to a multitude of things. Again, loans and interest rates. Without those things, you can't build the empire you want. And it's wild how these numbers represent who we are. These numbers represent, our financial health and how it's just socially constructed that we need to be at this number to mean something to society, and that's just in a whole nother episode. But for my corporate America youngins, I promised y'all an episode. I got you. Don't worry about it. Let's move on to common sense, because common sense ain't common. And we thought we had common sense. But what we know now is we know now that we didn't know shit at all. And let's take a look at corporate, since I threw my corporate people out there and I said I was going to do an episode for y'all. But let's just take a slither and have a slither of what it would look like as far as common sense, in comparison to to corporate America, right? So for every solution, there's a problem, right? So I'll say that again. For every solution, there is a problem. That's like fixing something that's not broken, right? Common sense is a culmination of experiences and what to do and what not to do in certain situations. And if you think about it in this way, think about continually trying to fix something that is not broken. What did Einstein say? Einstein said that the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. Obviously, fixing something that's not broken goes back to this. It goes back to, for every solution, there is a problem. Leave the shit alone. It's not broken, right? So that goes to that insanity piece. And I really hate to use that word. However, you can't say you have common sense and things that are effective are neglected. Working smarter and not working harder. But we rather work harder. I mean, if there's a more effective or efficient way to do something, why would you not do it? The most efficient or effective way to do it. And if we knew then that going into corporate world, we would be signing up for the opposite of everything we were taught, then maybe we would have chosen another profession. Here's where it gets a little interesting for me because, again, I've heard stories about credit vendors posted up on college campuses, but under the Credit Act of 2009, underneath that law, it limits credit to young adults. So, credit card issuers are banned from issuing credit cards to anyone under 21 unless they have adult cosigners on the account or can show proof they have enough income to repay the card debt. That's what's up. Now you can add your kid onto your account as a custodial, which we talk about in Secure the Bag. Go check it out. But you could add your kid on to your credit card as, as a custodian under a custodial account, and build their credit up
through your credit. Ding, ding. So now that they're limiting the credit to young adults, that's pretty dope, because that just solves the problem of young people being in debt and then not even having the ability to utilize those resources, not even having the ability to go get a loan, not having the ability to have a decent interest rate on a car. And what you know now is that those things actually matter. Those things matter when you want to buy a house. Those things matter when you want to do anything. Lenders will look at you sideways if you don't come to them with your numbers correct. So limiting the credit to young adults, to me, I think is a step in the right direction towards, you know, just society taking a stance on the manipulation tactics and factors of that. And then what's interesting is that for some of us, that's something that like our parents didn't really teach us, because they were so busy trying to give us a life that teaching us to, you know, what interest rates are, what credit cards are back during that period in time, wasn't really something that was happening. I can speak for myself and in the community that I was in, or that I grew up in. I grew up in Florida and Georgia. So in both aspects, you know, for me, I didn't know the ins and outs of credit and how important it would be to a financial future. Without a doubt, we thought we were the smartest geniuses in the world, when in fact we didn't know shit about life or the world around us until we got out there to experience it on our own. And this matters because we live in a world full of social constructs that distract us from what we really need to know and understand. We live in a world full of societal constructs where people are telling us what we should be doing as opposed to what we believe we should be doing. Maybe we didn't have the perfect upbringings, or maybe we did. Maybe we didn't have the perfect parents. Maybe we did. But those parents and parental figures weren't wrong about the hot girls. Now, they weren't wrong about the drug dealers. They never lied when they said money don't grow on trees. We know that. If we didn't know it then, we know now that money does not grow on trees. Where's the lie? Where is the lie when they told us to save a stash for a rainy day because we might need it? And not only will we need it, but it keeps us in the healthy range financially. And in looking back, I also see no lies when our parents told us that common sense ain't common, because it definitely isn't. If you're still hanging in here, I want to thank you for tuning into my show. One thing I want everyone to take away from the show is that you are wiser than you think. And the more you experience, the more wisdom you gain. So you have to go through the trial and error. You have to go through the ups and downs and the hoops to gain that wisdom. And when you think you know it all, you in fact don't. So the moment you realize you don't know shit is when you actually know more than you knew before. I'm your host, Carla, and to keep up with the She Blows It podcast, to get behind the scenes clips and the happenings over here on this side of town, connect with me on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. Follow this podcast, leave me some comments or suggestions, and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on. That is it for this week, and you won't want to miss next week's episode. I got a surprise for y'all. And each week, I'm going harder and harder. So stay with me. Hashtag she blows it. Blooper. So when I was putting this episode together, just funny story for y'all, if you're still there. Funny story. When I write my podcast, I do a whole PowerPoint presentation, right? So on my first draft, I didn't know what I was going to write about for this episode. And at first I was going to call this episode Maturity. I don't know why that came to mind. I guess the wisdom, the money, and, you know, going back to our ancestors and picking up pieces from them and learning from them and kind of putting that together and making correlations. I guess that's why I was going to call this episode Maturity, but I changed my mind because it's
it was boring. It sounded boring. I didn't like it, and it's not even appealing to me, so I don't think it would be appealing to you. I mean, I know it's not about me, but just, I mean, maturity, that just seems so vague, like maturity of what? And then, okay, so I got to my next bullet point, right? And I even get so detailed, like I'll do like main idea point D1, D2, D3. And for all of y'all who are like, what the fuck is D1, D2, D3? That's draft one, draft two, draft three. And then after I put maturity, I put what is maturity. So I had a plan and everything to define that for y'all, which I know y'all know what it means. But, you know, everyone tells me that I need to break down my explanations to help people understand at a fourth grade level, and hashtag she blows it. I feel some type of way about that, because it's like, if I have to bring myself down to a fourth grade level, like that says a lot about me. And we go on social media talking about we shouldn't settle for this and we shouldn't such settle for that, all these podcasts with relationships and everyone talking about relationships talk about how they'll never settle for this and never settle for that. How about this? I'm not settling to speak in a fourth grade language. How about that? I'm just not doing it. I can't bring myself down to it. I mean, I'll throw some fourth grade jargon in there, but it's not going to be fourth grade all the way. But anyway, so after I did What is Maturity, I did Things We Wish We Knew That We Know Now. And my first draft, the ideas were, one, not to take those foreign language classes because it doesn't count towards your college credits anyway. You still had to take those same foreign language classes again anyway. Do y'all agree with that? Tell me what y'all think. Comment. And then the next thing I wrote, or the next bullet point, the importance of good credit long term, which I incorporated into this episode, if we knew then what we know now. And then the next bullet point is, our parents weren't lying. That shit was true. Friendships and scenarios, so I use that. But some other stuff that I didn't include that math is important. I think that was implied when we talked about like credit and financial health, but if it wasn't implied, I'm telling you it's implied now, so you know. Then I have another bullet point where I was gonna address how money is the root of all evil. Now that's a whole nother topic. What do y'all think about money being the root of all evil? Comment, DM me, leave me voice messages. You can leave me voice messages on Anchor. And with your permission, I'll add them on to the show and respond to your clips. But money is the root of all evil was on there. And then I put a sub bullet saying, you begin to really see how dirty people can get over some money. Hashtag she blows it bloopers.